Next weekend, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra ends its season with a four-night performance of Giuseppe Verdi's Messa di Requiem. It is a soaring funeral mass written by a man known for his romantic operas. The piece seems to have traces of both romance and religious feeling. Maren Alsop is the musical director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being back, Maestro.
Great to see you, Scott.
And why did you choose to end the season with Verdi's Requiem?
Well, it does sound a little bit morose, doesn't it, to end a season with a Requiem? But at the end of the day, one has the feeling of rejuvenation from this piece. It's a spectacular work, very dramatic, very big in scope, and like everything Verdi wrote, it has a human story to it.
The version we're listening to now, new release on the Resound label, Riccardo Muti and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Let's listen to the opening.
You know, from this very simple, almost understated beginning, emerges one of the great dramatic works of all time.
Do we know what inspired, and maybe that is exactly the right word, what inspired Verdi to write this? Because I gather accounts say that he was not notably religious.
No, I mean, that's almost the irony in it. He was completely unreligious in his life. But when the great Italian writer and iconic figure, Alessandro Manzoni, passed away, Verdi was extremely distressed. I mean, he couldn't even bring himself to attend his funeral, and he wanted to do something to pay tribute to this colleague of his. He'd worked on several libretti with him, and he went to the mayor of the city and said, "I'd like to write something." Of course, Verdi was incredibly famous, and they said, "By all means."
Of course, and even for someone who's not a believer, death will inevitably stimulate thoughts about what do we amount to.
And in a way, I think the text of the Requiem Mass is one of the great stories of all time. You know, I mean, it brings up every existential question that we grapple with. You know, is there life after death? What will happen at the moment of judgment? Is there a judgment day? All of these incredibly powerful stories. When the Dies Irae starts, I mean, I remember hearing this piece for the first time. I didn't know it. I was a kid. And when the bass drum began, I think I screamed out loud. It was so, you know, just bone-crunching, terrifying. It just, I think it should take your breath away, you know, like someone's just punching you.
I gather it's a huge production.
There are a lot of people in this piece. The choir can never be big enough, so we're collaborating with the Washington Chorus, and I think we have upwards of 120 people. We were only limited by the amount of people we could squeeze on the stage. And it's a big orchestra. It has four additional trumpets who play antiphonally from the balconies, you know, that moment when the trumpet sounds. And
so they're not on stage, they're in the balconies.
Yeah. We have four on stage as well, but then, you know, he asked for the surround sound, Verdi, the trumpets calling. I mean, it's absolutely spine-chilling. He doesn't shy away from the thought that this is not going to be a pleasant experience.
Well, I mean, but that's part of what music does for us, isn't it? I mean, it's cathartic that way, too?
I think so. I mean, you know, everyone will hear this piece differently. That's the incredible thing about music. It's not prescribed. And this piece has so much variety that I think it's a work that everyone can attach too differently and fall in love with different sections, because it's not as though it's all about terror and fright. There are incredibly joyous and uplifting moments. You know, in order for something to really be terrifying, there has to be that glimmer of hope.
Let me get you to talk about the end of the piece, because I think it's startling and will unsettle some people.
Doesn't really feel like things are going to be okay at all, does it, at the end? You hear that soaring soprano above everything. You know, you hear this incredible drama and the fact that it just dies away with the Libra Me.
Is it wrenching to conduct?
I think it needs to be wrenching to conduct, to affect a compelling performance. But of course, my role as conductor is always a balancing act, because if I get too caught up in the emotion, you know, I can lose track of the bigger architecture, and that's my responsibility. But I think none of us can escape the power of this music, especially when we think of the people that we've lost or we may lose, and our own mortality. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than that.
Baron, thanks so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Scott.
Maren Alsop, musical director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, which ends its 2010-11 season with Verdi's Requiem, June 9 through 12. You can hear more of Verdi's music and read Maestro Alsop's essay about Requiem at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.